4CR is real music, real opinions. 1300 872 911. John McKenzie, 4CR.
Well, we've got this issue with the highway again. I'll just read this. Came out this morning. It's fundamentally quoting a lady who's in business down there and copying it again. It just read in this article by Catherine Duffy, floodings cut parts of the Bruce Highway to traffic between Cardwell and Ingham, leaving small businesses to bear the brunt. She owns the Cardwell retail store, Obladi. Her name's Robin Smith. She said the recent road closure put in place by Main Roads yesterday would further impact the tourist town, already reeling from a lack of foot traffic. That's going right back to Cyclone Jasper, December 23, and then the flooding in February. Anyway, she said, when Jasper hit Cairns, we were affected then. No one was coming north. We're a town for visitors. They come in to eat. They have a look around. And Jasper and flooding events, etc., was a flogging for us back then. Lo and behold, this year we've got this. She said, more needed to be done, we know this, to fix the Bruce Highway, particularly the Seymour Road section, to prevent flooding. These people are screaming from the rooftops. We can only hope and pray that it cuts through under this new leadership in Queensland, the Chris Affoli government, but the funding needs to be there. There might have been some headway made on that front with Prime Minister Albanese this morning, but still, it will be a long way off to get the whole thing sorted. It's years and years. But the northern section needs to be the focus now. Anyway, she said, I know friends stuck on the highway, 50 kilometres to Wingham, so they're stuck. They're waiting to get home in this day and age. It shouldn't be happening. It's the same places that get cut off. Following flooding in Ingham and Cardwell last month, she said more was needed to be done to fix those roads. She said the road might only be closed today and open tomorrow. Every time it closes, it affects businesses. For places like Cardwell, the main industry is tourism. She said small businesses should be able to access help, even if not directly affected by the flood water. Now, in circumstances like that, recently coming to our assistance has been Nick D'Amato. He's the state member for Hinchinbrook for Katter's Australian Party. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Johnny. Good morning, listeners.
Those businesses down there can't take a trick, Nick. You know, I had the mayor, Raymond Jayo, on this morning. It was all over again. I mean, he was being as strong as he could be, but it's seemingly you get over one disaster and another one's just around the corner. I don't know how you people down there are coping.
John, you're right. It's that time of year, but the wet season has been prolonged this year. And, you know, we're a resilient mob up here in North Queensland, but at some stage we need some government help and some government intervention, especially with the Bruce Highway. Mm. As you were just saying about the owner from Obladar in Cardwell, her business is affected every time, and hers is just one of many. But also reminding everyone in far North Queensland right now, when you cut the Bruce Highway at the Seymour River just north of Ingham, you cut the drive market to every one of those businesses heading north. Yes. Doesn't matter if you're talking about Cardwell, Mission Beach, Tully Heads, all the way up to Port Douglas. You know, I keep making sure that I put the Gairloch Washaway and the Seymour front and centre when talking to the Minister. But it would be great if we could get all those far north Queensland MPs that have, you know, their businesses are being affected by this right now, jumping on board as well. We know that every time the highway is cut, not only is freight not going north, so yeah, all of a sudden you see the food become very scarce in your supermarkets, right through to every one of those banana growers or small crop growers in North Queensland. They have not got the opportunity to send their fresh produce down the east coast. Yeah. Everyone in North Queensland should be screaming about this part of the Bruce Highway right now.
Exactly. You've made a very good point. I mean, everyone says, oh, we've got to get the whole Bruce Highway sorted out. And that's decades probably. But the reality is, you've just mentioned the Seymour River, for a start, needs to be in immediate focus. The Gairloch Washaway needs to be in immediate focus. I don't know about the long-term security of the Ollara Creek crossing, the bridge there either. Will that go long-term, or is that fundamentally needing urgent work to get it through the next few years?
I got a chance to drive across the Ollara Creek Bridge this morning, and the remediation work that they've done there has been working fantastically. They've dumped a lot of rock and battering in there to make sure that the water that comes down Ollara Creek isn't affecting that entry or exit to the larger part of the bridge. Mm. But we have been promised a new bridge will be built. But we all know when it comes to transport and main roads here in Queensland, between one to two years just for doing the planning to get that project ready. So it may be at least 2 years away before we see construction start at the Ollara Creek Bridge if they were to start the planning today.
Exactly. Come back to Seymour River and Gearlock Washaway. If indeed Main Roads were to focus in very intently on getting those two sorted, would it be months or years to get them sorted out?
So I do have some good news about the Gearlock Washaway. For the last couple of years, the state government has been working on the business case, and also now they're in detail and design for that section of the road. So they're saying by the end of this year, detail and design for that section of the Bruce Highway should be completed, and we may be able to start early 2026. Now, with the announcement from the federal government around the $7 billion to upgrade the Bruce Highway safety improvements and flood immunity, we're being told that the state government is trying to attach some improvements to the Seymour River crossing to the Gearlock project. But it's fingers crossed right now. If we can get that money and get that job done at the same time.
Yes.
And that would stop, I would say, about 80% of our Bruce Highway road closures north of Townsville right now.
Ah, yes, that's wonderful news. Compare the two, the Gearlock Washaway and Seymour River, are they similar challenges, or is one, like the Seymour River, much more challenging than the Gearlock Washaway?
Now, they're both very challenging. There's obviously more water coming across the part of the Bruce Highway where the Seymour River is there, but quite low-lying areas.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, not having to lift the highway too high, but it's very challenging to actually build in that area or do road construction because of, I guess, the sandy bottom.
Gee, it's been awful down there. The rain you've copped, what was it like last night or the last 24 hours down your way?
Well, I must say, in around Ingham, the Herbert District, the rainfall was a lot lower than days before.
Oh, okay.
In some places, yes, but the northern beaches of Townsville from about Rolling Stone south got between 200 to 300 mils of rain.
Oh.
So that's 300 mils of rain that fell in some parts of Townsville, say, have seen exacerbated localised flooding. And a lot of those roads have actually come to a standstill this morning.
Oh,
some
really?
Schools have closed.
Wow.
But also some places have shut their businesses for the day. Castletown Shopping Centre.
Yes.
The whole underground car park is like an underground lake right now.
Oh, God.
Quite interesting, and photos that are coming through from that.
Wow. Really appreciate these updates. Thank you, Nick.
Anytime, John. Thank you very much, listeners.
That's Nick Demetto. He's the state member for the seat of Hinchinbrook, Katter's Australian Party.